This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's get on to our final segment with a look ahead. All right, Dan, most of the conversation before Sunday's noon kickoff at Soldier Field will revolve around should Justin Fields play or not. We talked about that a little bit. What other issues do you think we should talk about, address? And I guess all conversations tend to revolve around who's going to be playing on the offensive line. Another configuration this week with injuries to Tevin Jenkins and Michael Schofield. What can you tell us about the latest on the offensive line?
Yeah, well, so Michael Schofield's injury occurred on one of the sacks that the Bears gave up when Braxton Jones was bull rushed and actually fell backwards into Michael Schofield and took his knee out. That was not a high moment for the Bears there on a day full of problems in the pocket there. We'll see what they do. I mean, we know how they've been reshuffling this offensive line the entire season. Alex Leatherwood was a healthy scratch on Sunday in Detroit. That tells you how the coaches feel about him at this point. The issue for me going into week 18 is where does the compete level come from? If you've spent your entire first season on the job as a coaching staff preaching hard work and laying a foundation of effort and saying this is going to be an effort-based football team and everything we do is going to be graded on how much you hustle and how much intensity you show, all those types of things, you better come out and compete. The Bears can ill afford to go into the 2023 offseason, in my opinion, with three lopsided losses in a row on the way out the door. It would erode some of the belief in what this culture is. It would erode some of the faith in the direction of where this thing is headed. And so I would love to see them find somebody in that locker room, whoever's healthy enough to play, to be a leader and say, guys, let's go. Let's make sure we don't get our doors blown off at home in the season finale.
Yeah, I think getting outscored 76-23 in the last two games, regardless of the opponents, does raise some questions about everything we felt good about with the coaching staff and Matt Eberflus. You thought that the Bears were a team whose compete level was very high, and that wasn't the case at Ford Field. And they got, they got beaten pretty badly against the Bills with a game with really no takeaways. They just wanted to survive that. I think they need to finish strong. So that's why there is some significance attached to game 18 or game 17, yeah. 18. And so I don't know that you just kind of pack it in and you play like you're double parked and you want to get out of town as fast as possible. There's something to be gained from a professional effort on Sunday at Soldier Field. Any surprises this week? Do you think anybody that we might see that we don't expect to see? I don't know what's going on with Alex Leatherwood. I'm glad you mentioned him because he's been a constant. There's not a player on this roster, I think, that has received as much attention in electronic media and print media, in media in general, and played as little as Alex Leatherwood.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously gave him a chance in a rotation for a couple games, didn't love what they see, love what they saw, didn't like what they have seen in practice. I don't know what surprises could be up their sleeve. We've seen pretty much everyone in the world. We had Harrison Hand playing in the secondary on Sunday, and that's where we've reached. You know, that's the state of the season we're in, where you just got guys that you've never heard of playing key roles and key moments on defense, on offense, and special teams. Cancel week 18, right? I'm standing firm with that. I know no one's going to tell Roger Goodell and company to grant that wish. I think the Vikings would be up for it too. I don't think they have much to gain in playing this game Sunday as they go into the playoffs as the Take the North champions. So we'll see what direction this whole game goes, but I have a feeling this isn't going to be one of the best and most entertaining football games that we've ever been a part of in our time.
Last question that I have regarding this week and what's going on. Matt Eberflus said he and Ryan Poles will discuss who's going to play, who's not going to play. Justin Fields will come up. What is your sense that of their rapport? Are they on the same page on most things? I know it's an impossible question probably to answer, but do you have any sense about if they are seeing things the same way? And if this partnership this far into a historically bad season is still as intact as it was at the beginning?
Yeah, I don't have any indication that they're not on the same page. So I'll stick with the assumption that they're still on the same wavelength that they've been on every time that we've asked them about each other, you know, over the course of this year. I think they understand that there's a union here that needs to work out for everyone's sake. Again, you know, we'll get a better idea of how the general manager viewed this football team a week from now. And I think it's important to not just overlook 14 losses as like a, whatever. Yeah. Just that's how you tank, you know, that's how you tear a roster down. You know, we talked about it on the radio. Anybody can just tear it down. You know, I gave you the Seinfeld reference to the car rental place. Anybody can just take the reservations. It's actually keeping the reservations that means something as far as it relates to the Bears rebuild. You know, anyone can tear it down. The real challenge is now building it up to a level where it can sustain. I'm going to be working on something for week 19 to just kind of assess which teams in the NFL, David, are relevant by the standard that I've set, which is either make the playoffs 3 years in a row or be in the playoffs 5 out of 10 years. And looking back on the last decade, obviously we have to wait till this year's playoff field is set to break that down a little more, but it'll give us something to talk about next week, because I think it will show you, okay, what are the organizations that are doing it properly and showing an ability to sustain success and which ones aren't? You know, the Bears finish in last place more often than they go to the playoffs. It's not a really good place to be.
They haven't won a playoff game since January 16th, 2011. That's 12 years ago.
That's three jobs ago for me.
that's three jobs ago. I think that I don't even know what I looked like in 2011. I can't remember 2011, but that's how long ago it was. I remember being there. I remember when they did that. But wow, you're right. I look forward to that because relevance is something we throw around a lot. And the Bears have played in the NFL longer than anybody. And this is their worst season ever. If they lose on Sunday, that's more losses than they ever have had. And that's in the history of ever. That's right. Really bad. I don't know how you recover from that, where you just dismiss that and say, oh, you know what? We're rebuilding.
Right. And if you're the people in charge, like, you can't do that. You know, you just can't do that. You just can't say, oh, you know, we laid foundation. So that's all that matters. There's more to this. And hopefully I think they have the mental aptitude to understand that.
So, I think they do. And I'll close on this because this is what we can maybe talk about a little bit next time and certainly moving forward. I do wonder if Ryan Poles, during his interview process with Bill Polian, George McCaskey, Ted Phillips, etc., explained or articulated that this was going to be the plan, that I'm going to get rid of all your good players, all of our good players, and start the rebuild because I'm going to tear it down to the studs first. I wonder if that was embraced, endorsed, or announced, because it has been maybe a little bit more severe than I expected. I don't know if I'm alone there, but it has been thorough in terms of the teardown, and now the rebuild begins.
There's a point where the record doesn't go away, right? And that's attached to your resume at some point, and people will eventually forget about the context of many of these losses, and it's just about, okay, what have you done for me lately? And so we'll see. You know, it's going to be a fascinating year. It's going to be a fascinating calendar year to see what we're talking about a year from now at this time. I think I think there's going to be some surprises along the way and some twists that we'll look back on and go, never saw that coming, you know. And I can't obviously say what those are, because then they wouldn't be surprises.
I'd like to have one more question. Any Kevin Warren chatter at Hallis Hall? Any questions addressed about Kevin Warren and the potential team president, the Big Ten commissioner, who has stayed remarkably quiet? And I have not seen him quoted or even asked about him interviewing with the Bears.
Yeah, and his two Big Ten teams lost on Saturday, and so there's no national championship game for him to attend and be part of that festivity in a week. There has been little chatter since last week. We'll keep our fingers on the pulse of that and hopefully get some sort of update. You know, typically when we have the season ending press conference here at Hallis Hall, George McCaskey's available for a short period of time. Ted Phillips typically as well. I don't know what the case will be this year, given the unique circumstances with Ted on his way out and George still searching for a successor, on whether those guys will speak to us on the same day that Ryan Poles speaks to us next week, but certainly worth something worth keeping an eye on and asking about until we get to that day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.